little dog coon.
I'm a bad bitch in the world, what you do?
subway standing by the door. Look out window, I can see his shadow. In the dark subway window, I can see. Oh, I can see. That's the station where I meet up him before. I can hear him calling my name. For the dark with subway noise, I can hear. Oh, I can hear. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. In a subway, standing by the door. Look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark subway window, I remember you. Oh, I remember you. Oh, I'm crying. Subway train. Oh, I'm
Mojo beat. Jack the record, see with the dancing beat. Hey, one, two, three, Mojo working on you. Four, five, six, keep it pounding, it's woo! Come on, go, do the Mojo, do the Mojo, go, do the Mojo, do the Mojo, go, do the Mojo. Mojo work out. Are you a boy or are you a girl? He's always looking like a peanut shell. Hey, one, two, three, Mojo working on you. Four, five, six, give it back, it's woo! Go, 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 go
dancer?
Well, how does he dance?
Close, very, very close.
Time is a matter, do the matter. Time is a matter, do the matter. Time is a gagger, do the gagger. Time is a gagger.
How would you feel about making a change? We fear change.
Right out of the gate. That's the way, we like it. That was, of course, the 5678s off of their Teenage Mojo Workout album. I played I'm Blue, one of my personal favorites. Green Onions, In the Subway, another one of my... I gotta stop saying that. In the Subway, and the titular Teenage Mojo Workout. Make sure, if you haven't gotten tickets already, make sure you start looking around. They're going to be with Reverend Horton Heat December 20th in Orlando, 21st here, right here in St. Pete. You can go down to Janice Landing, Janice Live, whatever the heck they call it now. That's where you're going to go to see the show, the 5678s. I've been telling you about it since the moment I heard about it and ran and bought tickets, pushing little children out of the way to throw my money at them. So make sure you do the same. You don't have to push down little children to get them to get out of your way, but it helps. Makes you feel like a big man, you know. I kid little children. I'm not permitted to push them down. You make sure you check them out. And also make sure you go out to Time Bomb Records. They have an English version of their site. It's coming from Japan. It might take a little longer, but it's a lot cooler to get this stuff from them. Kenji will hook you up. He's the man. He'll be all like, oh, you know Mao from that crazy Saki Mamagogo show on Radio St. Pete, don't you? Aren't you? And he'll be like, yes. And then he'll charge you the same amount. I don't know why I even bothered saying all that. It doesn't matter. What can I tell you? But, you know, it's really funny. I was like, sometimes you go through stuff in life, you know, and you remember things better, worse, you know, revisionist history inside your own brain. I was just talking to a girl I worked with at my old job, the one that went away, you know, and she was one of the few survivors and she's still on second shift. And I was kind of saying, Inkstress, I'll just call her Inkstress. That'll be her online persona. I said, you know, boy, I miss a lot about the shift we used to run. I was over the shift. So I used to, could you guys hear that? I just had to pause the show. There was a helicopter flying over Radio St. Pete Central corporate headquarters here. It's rattling the windows. I think we got invaded like in Red Dawn. Anyway, so Inkstress was I was talking to her. I said, boy, I miss the old second shift. We used to have it was a different, we were in this old building that we were in the process of moving out. It was like in downsize and stuff like that. And it was just like quiet. Everyone left. Everyone with all the good ideas left around 5:15, and the place was empty, and you could just kind of settle in and work. And it was such a nice time, and it was something that, you know, you really miss. Now, again, revisionist history. I'm sure there was all kinds of stuff that was oppressive and terrible and horrible, but you don't remember that. I still to this day, I think first shift's for chumps. It's no good. It's a bad shift. I don't know. People love it. You're like, oh, I love getting up at 6:30 in the morning when I'm all tired and angry and fighting through traffic and sun's in your eyes and then sun's in your eyes on the way home. That's just great. Well, you're wrong. Because if you work second shift, our second shift, well, it was a later one. It was like 4:30 to 1:15 at the time. And then once we had the open spots, I was like, hey, let's change that to 11 to 8 o'clock, 11:30 to 8. That was right there. Still getting home to watch TV or do whatever you want. Can sleep in or you can get stuff done in the morning. I can't get anything done now. But, well. Then they shipped most of the jobs to India. Yay for them. And so she's still left there fending. She's one of the few remaining people that's getting, you know, getting the bad work back from India that has to be fixed. Good plan. I digress. Keep fighting the good fight. It was great talking to you, Angstress. I know you don't listen to the show, so I'm not sure why I'm doing the call out. Maybe. Yeah, she'll listen. I doubt it. Doesn't matter. Here's music. That's better than me talking.
That was really good pizza.
Oh, this is the best pizza in a cup ever. This guy's unbelievable. He ran the old cup of pizza guy out of business.
Really?
People come from all over to get this.
Yeah. Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
My favorite part was the screamy part. That was The Bat from the official The Bat Club CD. I played Teenage Letter, Get Off the Road, Hump, and Jailhouse Rock. I always have to play either Summertime Blues, which I like that one a little bit more, or the Jailhouse Rock because, well, those renditions are my favorite versions of those songs. Make of that what you will. I'm trying to think what else has been really going on. I finally got through, got into the pinball machine. I don't remember the last couple of shows I was talking about driving up to Alabama to pick up a pinball machine, and I got it back home. I love the machine. It plays great, but I did a complete shop out, and what that entails, it's a lot more harrowing than you'd think. So I ordered the little rubber pieces that make it bounce better, and I had wax, and some of the plastic pieces needed some attention. You know, I got some of those. And you open up the machine and you literally take every single piece off and you put the new pieces on, like the new plastic pieces and then the rubber pieces, and then you wipe everything down, wax everything. It took 2 days. It was not 16-hour days, but I'll bet you it was about 12 hours of labor. You're pulling apart some really tiny, intricate things. Day two, my hands, my fingers were starting to hurt from all the tiny little screws I was trying to, like, you know, fumble around with and get in. And I also, my cuticle, right across the cuticle of my finger got slashed open one time. And I was like, I looked down, I'm looking at these pieces I'm picking up. I was like, what's this ink all over this? Oh, it's not ink. I'm gushing blood. That's interesting. So that healed up though. The first day or two was pretty infected, but I got it settled down and now everything's good. But, I'm always really proud when I do that kind of work, when you're done and you're like, ah, look at that. Now it plays great, feels great, everything like that. But now the problem is I'm hitting that obsessive part where it's never quite perfect. I still got to rebuild the flippers. And then now there's this guy that makes this replacement part for a broken piece. I was like, well, I got him. I ordered those. And I ordered some Cliffy protectors for the ramps. And I'm already boring you to death. I know. But it's like, okay, we're already snowballing into this will be the most perfect Dr. Dude from 1990 ever. And then people walk in and go, why? Why'd you do that? And I'll be like, I'm dumb. I don't know why I did that. But push start and you'll be glad you did. I guess that's all that really matters. Just push start. You'll be glad you did. Here's music that isn't me talking about pinball.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
We'll be right back. 私に投げかける。本当にそれでうまくやってるつもりなの。わあ、
hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, Meow.
Sorry.
There's something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, Meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying Meow?
Am I saying Meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Now, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow... I'm going to have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, Meow. That's the law.
Not so funny now, is it?
I want to tell you about two new pictures from Allied Artists. One is a new kind of horror film called Blood Rose. The other is a science fiction thriller called The Body Stealers. They are the most shocking, terrifying films I have ever seen. Blood Rose. Terror in the face of a woman driven mad by a mutilating accident. Her lover seeking to restore her beauty by stealing the faces of young women lured to his evil chateau. Torturing. Blood Rose. Skydivers snatched out of space by alien invaders from another world. The Body Stealers. What is their mission on Earth? Who is the alluring doctor who communicates with those in outer space? Because of explicit nudity and scenes of violent, shocking horror, Blood Rose and the Body Stealers are rated R. Children under 17 won't be admitted without parent or guardian. Blood Rose, The Body Stealers, two films to keep you in terror.
Call Recall for the memory of a lifetime.
For the memory of a lifetime. Recall, recall, recall.
And that was Anarchy Stone. I played Mitsu, Magic, Cherry Sky, and Fahrenheit. Nice, a little bit different than what you're used to hearing here on Saki Bamagogo, but that's okay. Variety is the spice of life. I also dropped in, I had to do it, I dropped in the Total Recall. I really should go out and get some more of the sound bites from that movie. I just rewatched that Total Recall, the Schwarzenegger movie with Sharon Stone and Brian Cox and all that. I think it's on Amazon Prime. It's a Paul Verhoeven movie. If you don't know what I'm talking about, do yourself a favor, watch it. It's out of control crazy. And it was, I was immediately like thrown back to the early 90s, just having my friend Oliver close off. He used to make fun of the one guy at work. We called him Quato because that's one of the guys from the movie. And wow, it's out there. But it holds up. It's a fun movie. Verhoeven's movies are very violent, very over-the-top everything, but there's always like a political satire biting element to them. And when you're watching, you're like, well, this is a little bit smarter than it should be. But yeah, it's a great watch. I haven't seen, couldn't see the end of it because I had to go to sleep. But that's what I'm going to do, right? Like, because I'm going to watch the end of that tonight just to pick up where I left off and be like, yeah, there you go. That's what we all needed. Another total recall. And then you can get your ass to Mars. You'll be glad you did. Everyone should go to Mars. Or that cruise to Saturn or something like that. There's all these weird. Doesn't matter. I'll stop talking about Total Recall because if you haven't seen it, you have no point of reference. You're like, this guy's an idiot. Don't say that. That's mean. I'll play music instead of talking. That'll be better for everyone.
So when did you know you wanted to be a model?
I guess it would have to be the first time I went through the second grade. I caught my reflection in a spoon while I was eating my cereal, and I remember thinking, wow, you're ridiculously good-looking. Maybe you could do that for a career.
Do what?
Be professionally good-looking.
I'm on a wall.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.